Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, what's up?
All right.
Coming in hot.
I know your computer's not working right now. Not that sports is ever that good, so I don't know if it's going to be any different, but can we do sports?
Yeah, let's do sports. I can rally something up together. I watched something last night, too, I want to talk about, so we'll spend some time with that.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, I'm kind of thirsty over there. You got something Bud Distributing? Like, yeah, we're stocked up.
A little thirsty. There's going to be a lot of basketball and sports this morning. So but first off, I want to tip this off, no pun intended, by saying I watched a 30 for 30 last night. And there's a lot of different 30s for 30. You've watched the 30 for 30, right?
I love 30 for 30s.
They're great.
It's quick and to the point, and they just give you all the good, the meat and potatoes.
They really do. Yeah. They just take it all and they give you the best. And exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, whoever's doing that show, good work.
Yeah, keep it up.
Even like ones that I'm like, yeah, I'm not really interested in this guy at all. You'll still get sucked in.
Yeah. Yep.
Because there's always something in the story where you're like, oh. It's kind of like the ID channel combined with sports.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
There's always some drama in that show. Anyway, 30 for 30 last night. Dude, you remember And One? Early 2000s, late 90s. It was a group of basketball guys and a guy, whoever made the mixtapes, the And One mixtapes where they started playing street ball and doing all the crazy moves and the passes and the dunks and the alley-oops. You had Main Event. You had all these kind of, that was his name, Main Event. They had all these crazy guys and crazy names. And, dude, I watched the 30 for 30 last night, and it brought me back to that exact time. It was wild, dude. I don't know. Did you ever get into that? Did you ever start passing the ball off funny and crazy like?
Are you kidding me, dude? So there was this weird time in our youth where street, being on the street was real big because – roller hockey was real big, and that was because of the Mighty Ducks. Street ball was big, and even had like guys like Allen Iverson that were out on the court.
Iverson was sick, dude. Even though he wasn't part of And One, he was the NBA legend.
But it was that street vibe, and it was so big. Like for some reason, that the late 90s, early 2000s, it was all about being on the street and hitting pucks into trash cans, and then you know you got your shorts a little bit lower, and you're doing all these crazy.
Yeah.
You're bouncing the ball on your knee as you're doing cross. You remember that like crap?
Yeah,
you
know what yeah, I mean? Yeah. I could dribble down the court with my knees like Pistol Pete.
Yeah, right. It was such a big, and it didn't last very long. But the And One obviously was right there with it. Like all of us just wanted to play on a blacktop court.
Here's the thing. Our coaches hated it, dude. They were trying to left front. Rumble, you know, it's totally against like their fundamental basketball ways.
Yeah, for sure.
So we would stay after practice and we'd be practicing these moves, right? And coach would get so pissed off. So eventually we couldn't do it after school. So we'd get up early and go to the YMCA before school so we could go and play basketball and try our street ball moves without coach seeing. And, dude, even the old guys at the YMCA, we did this one move where you'd, like, roll on the ground and put the ball over you. And it's almost terrible. It's terrible. It would never work in real-life situations. And I tried it at the Y in the morning one time against this old guy. And this old dude was just like, what are you doing? Like, it floored him. Like, he's never seen anything like this in his life.
I tell you what I'm doing. I'm from the streets, old man. I'm from the
streets. Street ball, man.
It's
Bob.
Streets. Yeah. Bring it, Bob. Huh?
Don't know anything about Bob. You don't even take your hand off the top of the basketball when you dribble. You don't know nothing about street ball.
You don't know nothing. You can't handle the streets, Bob. I'm from the streets. What was that one where you'd bounce the ball, you'd catch it in the back of your – or in the front of your shirt, and then you'd hit
it? And then you'd hit it up front and it'd go around your shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was sick, dude.
That was a classic one, dude.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
How about the one where you'd bounce it and you'd like – you kind of do like you go underneath the ball with your shoulders and then come over on the other side. So sick.
Oh, my God. That one where
you kind of miss it.
You do the fake throw at the guy and then you catch it and you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, I caught you slipping, son, on the streets.
Dude, you know what I used to do all the time is the fake pass over the head.
Yeah.
Then the defender would look behind him like, where'd he pass it? But now you'd still have the ball.
I will say, there was something.
Make him look like a damn fool.
There was something, I don't know, that would. When you made a no look behind the back pass to your buddy, and then he, and it was always on the metal nets too, on the chain link,
yeah,
on the chain
better,
link nets.
Dude.
Oh,
God. Chain link nets. Dude, the best was when there was a crowd around. Oh, dude, everybody started getting all riled up and jumping around. You just felt like an NBA legend. Dude.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, from the streets.
From the streets. So yeah, street ball last night. If you guys, I don't know if it's a new one or not, but 30 for 30 last night was very interesting.
I don't want to jump on your sports, but I just came across something. Do you have anything else?
Rip it. Let's hear it.
So you know that fan-controlled football league you were talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, the quarterback in the fan-controlled football league was fired for celebrating a touchdown pass by lighting up a joint. I don't know if you remember this guy.
What?
So the league actually supports responsible pot use, but the game was played in Georgia where it's still illegal. So, yeah. This league where, and if you remember the story at all, basically it gives fans the choice to what, like pick plays and change things and this and that and the other. And
here's the thing. And any football league that's not paying you like millions or even, you know, six figures or even, I don't know, good amount of money, there's going to be some weed smoking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let me tell you why. I got a story here for you. There was one year, and you can make fun of me. I'm not really trying to gloat because I got work that year, but I played a year of semi-pro football. This is a little right after high school, right? Instead of going to college and playing ball, I kind of went and played one year here. And it was at the Mishawaka Titans, a half hour away. Jesus, we played nine games, and I was limping for nine Saturdays in a row. Just got absolutely smoked. And you know what, dude? It was not uncommon to go to the other team's locker room because a lot of times there was only one locker room, and they'd separate them, you know, somehow. That it would just be clouded.
Yeah.
Clouded.
Yeah.
With weed smoke. And, dude, it pissed our coach off so badly. Like, he would go into a locker room and he'd be like, the other team is smoking weed. You guys, if we don't win this effing game against a bunch of high MFers, he would get irate.
Hey,
and they would still smoke us, no pun intended.
Hey, coach, did they leave any of that weed behind? I'm just
Where'd they get that weed?
Seems
like they're playing pretty decent, Coach. Just saying, I don't know.
Are we the stone ones? Because we're the ones getting our asses kicked, apparently.
We seem to be a little slower than them. But that was an interesting league, dude. Just any league like that. I know the, what was it, the Fan Control Football League. That's a really big deal.
Yeah.
That's right below the NFL right there. But dude, any league like that. You're going to get some individuals in there that are going to be blazed during the game, blazed before, after, and it's ruthless. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a 100, what's the Adam Sandler movie?
Longest Yard.
Longest Yard.
Yeah.
You know, pretty brutal there. So that's interesting. Blazed up a joint. The QB, nonetheless.
On the field. And then they're like, all right, hey, if this was anywhere but Georgia, we'd say go for it. Okay, but it's Georgia.
Know.
So we gotta let you go.
You can't be doing that, dude. You just can't be doing that.
Yeah.
Not a good luck. Anyway, thanks for that, man. That's good. Next hour, I got more basketball and a competitive eating story that it'll kind of blow your mind, really.
I can't wait. What, were you deep throating sausages again? Is that what it was?
No, but this dude. I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to ruin it for the next hour. But hey, guys, seriously, stick around for this competitive eating story because it'll blow your mind. So.
I love it. All right. That'll do it for now. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock rocks.
Hey, get out of here, you damn dinosaur.
Should bring Barney back.
You know what I'd love is, like we talked about there during the morning dump, they've gone so deep into Jurassic Park now, they should have Barney, like...
They might as well bring him up.
At this point, like...
It's probably the only living, walking dinosaur left.
Kind of like the the Marvel multiverse where like they have all these different Spider-Mans and everything coming in. Mm-hmm. Well, just it's like a Jurassic World multiverse.
You'd have Barney coming in, all the characters from the show Dinosaurs. Remember that show?
Dude, that'd be amazing. The Land Before Time could make
Land Before Time. Yeah. Shark Tooth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean, if we're going to do this, all right? If we're going to just keep this train rolling.
And then maybe just some guy in one of those, like, blow-up Halloween T-Rex suits. You know? Things are getting more and more popular. You see those things everywhere now.
That is the greatest thing you have ever said. Like, that's all I want to see now is this. Is them driving away in a Jeep and chasing them is Barney and one of those guys in those inflatable dinosaurs.
Inflatable dinosaur. Gotta go faster. Gotta go faster. Sexy Jeff Goldblum.
And it's kind of underinflated a little bit, so it's really wobbling.
Why are those suits so funny?
Oh, God.
You always see, like, there's always, like, five of them in a row doing something, too.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a great invention, and I think we just took Jurassic Park to the next level. So, Hollywood, if you're listening, add an inflatable dinosaur costume.
Yeah, would you?
And, I mean, you're going to be printing money, all right? Printing money. All right, anyway, enough of that. We got to get to your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're being chased by an inflatable costume dinosaur.
Gotta go faster. Gotta go faster.
At least you got something good to drink.
Especially if you got sexy Jeff Goldblum next to you.
Oh, right there. God.
NHL last night, 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs, conference finals here. Last night, the Avalanche beat the Oilers 8-6.
Whoa.
Damn. Colorado leads that series 1-0. First game there, 8-6. I want to go to a hockey game where it's 8-6.
I know. All the times I go, it's like
1-0.
Yeah.
And it's at the very end. The goal's at the very end. It was 1-0 and no fights.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It sucked. That hockey. This Pee Wee League sucks.
Yeah. We want high scoring fighting games, you know? Anyway, there is a game tonight. If you're into hockey, Lightning going to be New York playing the Rangers 8 o'clock. That's game one as well. Moving on to golf real quick. This is kind of interesting. Well, a senior PGA this past week, and the creator of the course, Jack Nicklaus, he confirms he met with a Saudi group behind the rival golf league, but he says he had zero interest in the venture no matter how much money he was offered. Listen to this, dude. Nicklaus was quoted in a Fire Pit Collective story as saying he was offered in excess of $100 million to do what he assumes is the job now being done by Greg Norman. Nicklaus says his design company is building a golf course in Saudi Arabia, and the meeting with them was just as a courtesy. He says his alliance is with the PGA Tour. Apparently, somebody else is offering you in excess of $100 million.
Dude, that's hard to walk away from.
Dude, you know what's crazy about this Saudi league? They have so much money that they're like, yeah, we're just going to, what do you want?
Yeah.
We're just going to throw numbers around and see what happens.
They got that oil money, man. That's what it is.
You know?
Yeah.
Here's another crazy thing. An extension of that story, Dustin Johnson, you know, DJ, the cocaine wielding long hitter.
Yeah.
Phenomenal golfer. He's playing in the Saudi league. He just showed up on the list for this weekend.
Of course he is. Of course he is.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not surprising. That's not surprising.
You know. But anyway, it's kind of a weird thing. Phil Mickelson not going to be there this weekend at the Saudi league. But yeah, it's just interesting what's going to happen. Because the PGA Tour has been such a monopoly for so long. There is no other tour. Well, you got the web.com. You got these like European. Nobody watches that. No, get out of here.
No.
Dude, it's hard enough to watch real professional golf, the best of the best. I mean, let's be honest with you. My wife over the weekend, I senior PGA great, does everything. She's not like a really big golfer, though, you know?
Yeah.
And she goes out there and she's like, you know, it was awesome. She's like, everything about it was awesome. But as far as the golf, she's like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a bunch of older folks swinging a club, you know? And as a non-golfer, I can see, like, yeah, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the guy walks up and does his practice routine. And it's great that it's in the area, but I bet you more than half the golf or people at that event over the weekend were like, I'm just here for the really expensive beers and the good times. Much like the horse racing thing.
Exactly. It's the same thing. People go for the environment, or they go for the ambiance, if you will. Yeah.
She was like, it was great, but we were there for, because I was DJing a wedding this weekend. That's when she went. She was there with some friends, some of my guy friends, who stayed there for like 7 hours. What if she didn't? At the end, I think she was ready. So
I'm done. I'm going home. Okay.
I go watch Lifetime. Anyway, Some golf news there for you. I told you I was going to get to this one. Competitive eating.
Yes.
A guy named Gregory Foster. He recently made history at a mall in San Diego. Of course, it's a mall. By wolfing down 3 Carolina Reaper chilies in just 8.72 seconds. Setting a new Guinness World Record. But wait, there's more. Here's a crazy thing. Foster ended up eating 6 of the scorching hot peppers because his first attempt was disqualified. And it doesn't tell me why here. It says during a post-game interview, that's kind of funny. Foster explained that his success was more about mastering his chewing technique than rather his talents for the peppers. Dude, what? 6 Carolina Reapers, Brock.
I mean,
people go to the hospital by eating just like a nibble.
There's, I think, maybe some good to that because after that first batch, screw it. You're already there. You might as well keep her going.
Might as well just rip it. But there's got to be a point where your stomach's like, dude, I can't take anymore.
I don't know how he trained for this. Did he start with like jalapenos and then kind of work his way up just to build up a tolerance? Because you can build up a tolerance for spicy stuff, right? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Have
you seen some of these videos online of people eating the Carolina Reaper?
It's then
8 minutes into the video, they're like, the look on their face of concern.
Yeah. Well, of course, because no one. Dude, that plant is that way as a deterrent for people eating it. All
it's
right?
a defense mechanism, for God's sake.
Through evolution, that plant has become that way, so things don't eat it. And then what do we do?
That hot, too.
As humans, we're like, well, I'll see if I can eat 3 of them in 8.6 seconds. Okay. You deserve.
How many Scoville units? Yeah. It's like a billion?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. You deserve to shoot fire out of your rectum. That is what is going to happen.
Here's what you do. Next time you're on a bonfire, you just take a spoon and just dip in the coals and put some of those coals in your mouth. That's basically what a Carolina Reaper is. I had some in the studio. Remember that?
Yeah, we threw those out a long time ago.
Why?
Because it's just
moron. Why did you do that? So dangerous. I had. Dangerous. By the way, it looked like a bag of weed. It looked like. So I had to like hang it up on the wall and label it. So because everybody came in the studio, I was like, you guys need to hide your weed.
It's not weed.
They're Carolina Reapers. So. John Jay, we were in the studio one day, right? We're doing a cleaning day. And he's like, what are those? This bag of weed looking thing. I'm like, those are Carolina Reapers. Don't touch it. Don't even look at it. Yeah. He's like, I'm fine. I can eat hot stuff. Dude, he licked his finger, right? And just dabbed it in the bag like a flake.
Yeah. Yep.
Like a crushed red pepper flake that size.
Yep.
Put it on his tongue. Had to leave work for the rest of the day.
Put him down, man. Put him down.
Put him down.
Yeah.
He was gone, dude. Probably a good thing you threw those away.
I enjoy a nice Asian zing on my wings. I enjoy a hot buffalo. I can get hot, but there's a point where it's just not comfortable anymore. And so, for the people that are just wolfing down these peppers and doing that, just stop it. Just knock it off, all right? And if you're spending your Saturday afternoon
at a mall. We're not impressed.
You're spending your Saturday afternoon at a mall in Iowa watching
down Carolina Reapers.
Watching some guy in a sweatsuit and a headband wolfing down these. Mm-hmm. There's better things to do, okay? There's better things to do.
Did you hear that? Was it somebody screaming in the bathroom? Bloody murder.
Oh, it's just the pepper guy. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Moron.
Anyway, competitive eating there, Brock. I don't know what you're doing in the near future, but. If you can wolf down 7 of these, you can get the Guinness Book of World Records.
Ain't doing it. Not going to do it. Not going to do it.
There you go, man.
Sports.
No, that's it.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.